You know, the Jezebel spirit has been after me my whole life. And I say my whole life. And thanks to my grandmother, I was able to see through it. You see an example in your grandmother how the women are supposed to be. And it's like, oh. I got trapped a few times, but I didn't stay trapped, you know. I had one Jezebel. She was so, you know, she was unbelievable. I had to leave the state. I left North Carolina and I went to Florida just to escape Jezebel. I said, I got to get away from here. And believe it or not, I'm not even joking. I don't know how it happened. I was working with a phone company. I left North Carolina, went to Florida. I was working with the phone company. I joined a church. And I was on the job. I don't know if I was in the call center. I mean, I was out on the truck doing line work out on the beach, really. I was working, I was rewiring the telephones on the beach because I must have had a flood or something. And I don't know if I went back into the main office. And Jezebel found me in this is real. I'm looking back thinking about it. I thought, this woman was crazy. She was older than me too. I left North Carolina to get away from Jezebel. I left North Carolina. I went to Florida. Before I got married in Florida, she found me at the phone company and was calling me through the company. I said, how did you find me? I was sitting there and got a call come in. I said, how did you find me? This was before cell phones. I said, how did you find me? She found me through the phone company that I work for, Bell South. I said, wow. This woman's crazy. So I joined it. I had to run from this woman. This woman was crazy. So I ran. I went to Florida. Joined the church. I was a brand new believer. And I was doing a lot of study, you know. I ran from Jezebel. Then I ended up marrying a Jezebel in Florida. It was a Pentecostal Jezebel, a religious Jezebel. So this other one wasn't religious. Then I married a religious Jezebel. And I thought, is this even possible? And that went on for about 5 years. And I came back to North Carolina. And that Jezebel in North Carolina found me again. And then I finally cut that Jezebel off for many years, long time, 20 years. And about 2 years ago, something in my spirit told me, like 2 years before it happened, that she was still going to find me because she just wouldn't ever give up. And 2 years ago, I was standing at work, standing at the desk with talking to some people at work, and she comes in to the counter, and I look her in the eye, because she had changed, because she was older than me. I looked her in the eye, she looked me in the eye, and I thought, she knew that I was not really happy with her being there. It was like, that was a lot of, I'm a different person. You know how they, as you grow spiritually, they play these manipulation games. You know, when you're a new believer, you know, you don't really know the difference between Pentecostal and Methodist and Baptist and the cults and the isms, you know. And so as you grow, when I was a new believer, I had a lot of Pentecostals try to get in my world and try to pull me into losing your salvation, stuff like that. And that the Pentecostal church is a Jezebel spirit, really. The Jezebel spirit started in Genesis 3 with Eve, you know. Now, there's some men that can have the Jezebel spirit, but it's usually a woman. And so the woman that has the Jezebel spirit, there's some kind of void in her world, in her life, that, or she gets taken over by a devil or a demon or something. And she will lie and cheat, and she'll have two or three on the side, and she'll be chasing you down. It's like somebody said, they always got to have that backup. They can't be by themselves. But I got sidetracked. But what I was going to talk about, how the Jezebel shifts from insecurity to pride. And she's always got some flying monkeys. Oh, and that's where the narcissistic spirit. And she wants to kill you. If you're a truther, if you want the truth, she wants to kill you. Because Jezebel wanted to kill Elijah. If you want the truth, she wants to kill you. And she'll chase you down to try to get to mess up your try to overcome your resistance, you know. And they attack, if you didn't have a good family background, they'll attack you more. Like if you were around people that were, if you raised around the Jezebel spirit, drunks, drug heads, bardies, drinkers, cocaine users, murderers, liars, thieves. If you escape that kind of upbringing, Jezebel's coming after you. Narcissists are coming after you, you know. But if you get saved, you have the power of God. You can overcome. It's not a big deal. When you get into your own calling, your own goals, and see, they got to take away your goals and your calling and your destiny. Because if you have a destiny and you have your own thing going on, they can't touch you. They'll pretend to be, oh, I love you, and you're the great, we're soulmates, no, I can't live without you, and all that. You're my everything. Well, why are you lying? If I'm your everything, why are you a liar? Why are you trying to cheat and try to lie and cheat and play games? Why are you a master manipulator? Why are you trying to manipulate somebody? Why do you gaslight yourself? Why are you lying? Why are you contradicting yourself? Why are you drinking? All the time. Birds of a feather flock together. Like I say, my grandmother, she's the one that kept me. Oh, I don't know if I was saying it here. I was at the restaurant just now, and I was telling the lady, I said, you wouldn't believe the family I escaped, the upbringing I escaped. Drug, drinking, and I listed a whole bunch of other things. She said, well, that's why you like me, because we both, she said, if this is the waitress at the restaurant just now, she said, that's why you like me. She said, because we both escaped. She said, statistics wise, she said, I should be in a mobile home park, drugged out of my mind with 10 kids, is what she said. I should have been. She said, she should have been. And, I said, well, I'm proud of you. She said it was her mom. I said it was my grandmother. If it wasn't for my grandmother, I don't know where I'd be. But it's not really that. It's God. God rescues you, you know. God has a calling on your life. And so when you go through so many battles in life, and then some novice tries to come into your world, I mean a novice. I mean, I've faced off with master manipulators my whole life. And so when a novice comes in who's really contradicting himself and really is in a cult mindset, they don't even have sound doctrine. I mean, it doesn't take you but a few visits to realize that you're dealing with a novice. They might be professional when it comes to around lost people, but when the Jezebel tries to get around a saved person who's educated and knows their Bible and has lived life, there's no way they're going to get in. It's not it's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible for them to get in. You got your own stuff going on, and they want to shut it down. They have to shut down. They have to isolate you. And to shut you down, take you off your calling, your goals, your dreams, your projects. The lies and the contradiction and the insecurity and the pride, the drama, the Dracoma drama machine, draconian drama, is the machine that they use to try to destabilize you. The biggest thing, if you look back at all your experiences, but we had good times together, but it was all fake. They were future faking. They were lying. They were not even real people. Because if they're lying to you and lying to another one and lying to another one, who are they? They don't even know who they are. And some of these people are destined to be burning because they rejected the truth. God would not have anybody to be lost and go to hell, but some people just choose it. They choose that. And he knew they would choose it. He gives them a chance. But the Jezebel spirit is easy to defeat because Jezebel hates authority. And if you bring in some spiritual authority, some born-again people who know the truth, and you say, hey, this behavior is a little bit off, what do you think? And they said, yeah, you know what that is, right? Yeah, I know what it is. They call them, now they use the word narcissist, but narcissism is Jezebel. They can't have a conversation. They'll try to put it on you, but you're willing to have a conversation. You're willing to be honest and be truthful, but they can't have a conversation because they don't want to hear what you have to say. Because they've already have their mind made up the narrative that they're trying to put out there. And your narrative and their narrative are two different things. But they don't care about your narrative. They've already have a narrative that they, an agenda or narrative that they want to bring into reality. It's fake reality. You know, they frame a fake reality. I heard this sales lady one time. She was talking. She said, depends on how you frame it. I said, oh, that's how they do it. They frame the lie. She said, she was telling somebody, she said, it's like framing in a window. You frame the window in. The sales lady, I said, what do you mean, frame it? She said, it's like framing a window. You frame the window in and people look through that window. She said, you frame when you're trying to sell something, you frame it a certain way. So the Jezebel's doing that too. When Jezebel walks up to you, she's already framed the narrative and the reality that she wants to pretend that wants you to believe that fake reality. And if you don't, that's so evil. You can't believe people are that evil, but you have to realize after you go through it a few times, yeah, they're that evil. They frame the reality. that they want you to believe. Pure evil. That goes back to what I was saying, the fake reality bubble in Genesis 3. The devil framed a fake reality and let Eve believe it. Believe ate the apple of fake reality. So that's the Jezebel spirit. It's a fake reality, and it hates the authority of God. That spirit hates the authority of God. They'll come in and they'll say, I'm being abused. This is the biggest trick of Jezebel. I'm being abused. Save me. Can I stay here? Can I stay on your couch? I'm being abused. Can I sleep on your couch? Why don't you go to your... And she does her little eyelashes and tilts her head. They tilt their head and do the eyelashes. Oh, you want to stay on my couch? She tilts her head, throws her hair back, blinks her eyes. And what you should say is, I didn't know you were married. I didn't know you were in a relationship. We were just friends. I didn't know you were in a... Oh, now you're trying to pull me into a triangle? I don't think so. A lot of times they'll get in the door and you don't even know you're in a triangle. And you find out and you say, get out of my face. Yeah, but I knew if I said that, you wouldn't. Yeah, exactly. You're a liar. You're a deceiver. Get out of my face. Let me go to the doctor, make sure I don't have no disease. I gotta make a doctor's appointment. Thanks. See you. Wouldn't want to be you, you know. They're evil. I promise you they're evil.